Good morning. It's 8 minutes past seven on The Breakfast Show on Thursday morning. Repeated COVID-19 lockdowns have pushed some of Shropshire's businesses to the brink of extinction. That's the finding of a rather bleak survey by the British Chambers of Commerce out today. It reveals that 3 out of every 5 companies have seen their revenue fall dramatically over the last 3 months, with a third likely to run out of money in the next 3 months. Well, Richard Sheehan is the Chief Executive of the Shropshire Chamber of Commerce and joins us now on the show. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Adam.
This makes all for rather gloomy reading. Just outline the main issues this survey's revealed.
Well, I think, there's no real surprises here. In the first instance, we've been tracking business activity and business sentiment for a very long time. And it is very clear that things are very, very difficult out there. Businesses have been very creative, very innovative, but many have been just surviving.
For many, financial support ending March and April time, what's going to happen after that?
Well, that's a key area of focus for us as a network, that government needs to understand that turning the tap on and turning the tap off in the manner in which they've been doing it, whilst we totally respect the challenges and the problems that they've faced, businesses need to be able to plan to go forward. And this continuous short-termism is really making it very difficult to do that. All the indicators are that if the government just switch off any support that's available to specific sectors and specific businesses, we're going to see some fairly major difficulties without question. From our survey, just over 30% of businesses have told us that they'll run out of cash in 3 months. And I hasten to add, this is cash to survive, probably not cash to trade and grow. And of course, what we've seen is what's highly thought of around the furlough scheme in many respects. But 25% of those businesses who've responded have said that if the funding stops, there will be redundancies. So obviously, that's very concerning. Across Shropshire, we've got tens of thousands of people still on furlough.
Mm, yeah, so, I mean, worrying statistics as you listed there.
And I suppose
adding on to all that as well, the impact that Brexit may well have.
Yeah, indeed. Obviously, we have a thriving export market here. Many of our businesses, products and services are desired around the world, the EU obviously being a large part of our activity. And again, from our recent survey, we're seeing now a situation where 49% of those who've responded, and it's well over 1,000 companies, have said, we are really struggling to adapt to the new world. And I think it's not just our businesses that are struggling to adapt. I think the whole infrastructure is struggling to adapt, whether it be people within the ports, customs people on either side of channel. It really is something that's taken everybody, not by surprise, because we all knew it was coming in one way, shape or form. But unfortunately, the short-term, last-minute agreement has left little or no time to get all the necessary preparation and understanding in place.
I suppose there's been a huge amount of support for businesses, hasn't there, up to date? And you'd see that you'd want that to continue, I suppose. But of the various government schemes to support businesses throughout all that's happened, what do you think has proved to be the biggest help?
Well, certainly I think there's been a number of measures that have been put in place around VAT, around taxation, that has assisted with cash flow. Furlough, we know from the responses, has been regarded as one of the best initiatives. Of course, what we've seen in many respects is some fantastic local grant delivery by our local authorities. But many businesses have been encouraged to actually take out loans. Now, there is a real nervousness around debt, and there has been for a very long time since the last recession, because of many of the behaviours that the banks exhibited once people were getting towards the need to repay. And of course, we're seeing that situation potentially again here now, where the decisions will be in the hands of the funders in terms of if somebody is behind on payment, defaulting, heaven forbid, how they handle that. We'll have, from what I understand, no national template in terms of how people behave. It will be on a one-by-one basis. And that, of course, is licensed to some fairly significant issues without question.
I know that you, like the British Chambers of Commerce, want to see a clear roadmap. We keep hearing this word roadmap bandied around, don't we? You want to see this roadmap for businesses reopening. What would you like to see? What do you think will happen in the coming months?
I think in the coming months, you know, I don't think any of us can possibly expect that we're going to be given dates at this point in time when things will happen. I think the best we can hope for is to have very clear criteria of what needs to be met and transparent measurement of what needs to be met so that businesses can get an indicator. Because, of course, as I've said earlier on, you can't just switch it on and off. Businesses take time to order stock, to conduct marketing, to bring in their staff back if they're on furlough, or indeed recruit new ones if they need them. They need to upskill people. The world of work is different for many people. It needs retraining. And all this takes time. You can't just do this for next week. And government needs to understand that. We need long-term strategy in terms of support. And government is being told very clearly, and I think they are getting the message, that just because you open a business doesn't mean you're sustainable tomorrow. It means it takes time. It takes time to create enough income, enough revenue to support that business. So there needs to be a phasing of support, but certainly not this year. We need everything running, or as much as we can get running, until the end of the year, so people have a security, they have confidence, and that they can actually start to plan their futures.
Richard, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. That's Richard Sheehan, Chief Executive of the Shropshire Chamber of Commerce.